الحمد لله نحمده نستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه من ذنوب أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Today's khutbah is about one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its beautiful attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Hadi, the guider. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the creations, and peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the faithful and honest. O Allah, we know nothing but what you teach us. You are all knower, the wise. O Allah, teach us what is good for us and benefit us from what you taught us, and increase our knowledge. Show us the righteous things as righteous and help us to do them. And show us the bad things as bad and help us to keep away from them. O Allah, our Lord, lead us out from the depths of darkness and illusions into the lights of knowledge, and from the muddy shallows of lust unto the heavens of your facilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, has created the universe and then provided it with His divine light. In fact, the word Hadi, the guider, is derived from the Arabic word hada, guide. But what does the word hada, guide, exactly mean? In His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, says, which means, and Allah invites to the home of peace and guides whom He wills to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, has created you in order to make you happy, not only in the limited life of this present world, but also in the endless life of the hereafter. The life of this present world is but a kind of preparation for that everlasting life in the hereafter. The straight path is a kind of way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, has given man the ability to make his own choices, and whoever desires guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to a way that leads to the abode of the peace. You have been created for the abode of peace, paradise. You have been created for the abode of peace, and you have been given the ability to make your own choices. If you chose the abode of peace, paradise, Allah guides you to the way that leads you to it. The foregoing Quranic verses bear a very delicate meaning. Do not believe, like some ignorant people do, that Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, has created mankind only in order to torment them. Do not think that misfortunes are purposeless. They are meant to drive man to his Lord and make him turn to Him with sincere repentance and faithful devotion. to this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty said, which means, and Allah invites to the home of peace and guides home He wills to the straight path. But what does the word hidayah, guidance, mean? It means guidance to the truth. Imam Al-Junayd said, the words guide us to the straight path means, O Lord, make our hearts inclined toward You. Make all our work for You and guide us unto You. This is a very delicate point. Man has been given a free will to make his own choices in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, says, which means, verily, we, Allah, showed him the way, whether he be grateful or ungrateful. Who is the preacher? A preacher is someone who persuades you to follow the right way to the truth. But how does he do that? The answer is by means of authentic evidence, an explanation that makes you convinced of the validity of what he says. Our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, Most Gracious, is Al-Hadi, the guider. But how does He guide His slaves? How many ways are there to guide them? The answer is, first of all, Allah guides man to Him through His creatures. The first and foremost of which is the universe. Allah is omnipotent, and His omnipotence is manifested by the creation of the tremendously vast universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is self-existent. But the whole universe be talking this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is omniscient, and the whole universe be speaks this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, is most merciful, and the whole universe reflects this. You can say that the whole universe is but a manifestation and substitution of Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes. If you contemplate the universe, you can get to know Allah, Almighty, simply because the whole universe is His divine make. And from the make, you can get to know the maker. The whole universe is Allah's divine creation. And from the creation, you can get to know the creator. It is His divine design. And from the design, you can get to know the designer. Undoubtedly, the universe bespeaks the Lord's infinite divine knowledge, wisdom, power, might, kindness, mercy, compassion, and creativity. All that exists in the whole universe betokens Allah's divine existence and perfection. When you look at the rose, it bespeaks Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Jameel, the most beautiful. When you look at the raging sea, it reflects Allah's beautiful name, Al-Jabbar, the omnipotent. Allah, glory to Him, manifests Himself in His slaves sometimes by His being omnipotent, sometimes by His being irresistible, subduer, sometimes by His being avenger, sometimes by being omniscient, sometimes by being all-wise, sometimes by being exalted and great. Each and everything in the universe denotes one or more of Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, guide us to Himself? He most gracious says, which means, say, behold all that is in the heavens and the earth, but neither signs nor warnings benefit those who believe not. Then let man look at his food. Then let man look from what he has been created. He has been created from a gushing liquid coming forth from the backbone and the ribs. Verily, he, Allah, is able to bring him back to life. If you desire to be guided to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the universe provides you with sufficient guidance. That is why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, the universe suffices you as a divine miracle. The universe is, as it were, the first gate that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The universe is the widest gate to guidance, simply because it puts you face to face with Allah's infinite divine power, might, wisdom, mercy, knowledge, creativity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most gracious guides you by means of his creation. Therefore, his divine name Al-Hadi, the guider, is derived from his divine act of guidance. You can watch a sophisticated machine and deduce that its maker is a highly experienced engineer or inventor. You say that the colors that he has given to the machine are very nice and bespeaks his refined sensibility, his advanced knowledge, and his great experience. Sometimes the machine is provided with a special catalog for its proper use and function. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty guides man not only by his creation, that's the universe, but also by his divine words. He, glory to him, says, which means, verily, Allah is all hearing, all seeing. And Allah is the all-knower of the unseen. Verily, Allah is all-powerful over all things. Verily, Allah is oft-forgiving, most merciful. And He, Allah, is the oft-forgiving and the all-loving. Verily, my Lord is most merciful, all-loving. Allah is He who raised the heavens without pillars that you can see. Then He established Himself on the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running for a term appointed. He manages all affairs. He elaborates the signs that you may believe with certainty in the meetings with your Lord. And among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. And whatever moving living creatures He has dispersed in them both. And He is all point over their assembling whenever He wills. And among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the difference of your languages and colors, verily, in that are indeed signs for men of sound understanding. And among His signs is that the heaven and the earth stand by His command. Then afterwards, when He calls you by a single call, behold, you will come out from the earth. And among His signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Prostrate yourselves not to the sun nor to the moon, but prostrate yourselves to Allah, who created them, if you really worship Him. And among His signs are the ships in the sea, like mountains. And among His signs is that you see the earth barren, but when we send down water to it, it is stirred to life and growth of vegetations. Verily, He who gives it life surely is able to give life to the dead. Indeed, He is able to do all things. And among His signs is that He sends forth the winds with glad tidings. giving you a taste of His mercy, and that the ships may sail at His command, and that you may seek of His bounty in order that you may be thankful. And among His signs is that He created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them. And He has put between you affections and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs of people who reflect. And among His signs is that He created you from dust. And then behold, you are human beings scattered. The first gate of guidance to Allah, praise to Him, is His creation. And in this sense, His divine name, Al-Hadi, the guider, is derived from His divine act of guidance. The second gate of guidance to Allah, glory to Him, is His words, His divine book, the Holy Quran. Sometimes you look at a wonderful thing whose maker tells you that He has made it for such and such a purpose, and that the raw materials from which He made it are of the best quality. In other words, the maker gives you direct information about His make directly from Him. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty guides you to Him by His own divine words. Therefore, Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Hadi, the guider, is derived from His divine act of guidance, as well as from His divine self as possessing the attribute of speech. If Allah guides you through His creation, then His name, Al-Hadi, the guider, is one of His divine names that have to do with His divine acts. But if He guides you by means of His words, the Holy Quran, then His name, Al-Hadi, the guider, is one of His names that have to do with His divine self. When you read Allah's divine book, the Holy Quran, it clarifies to you the facts about the origin of the universe, the reality of the life of this present world, the reality of the hereafter, Allah's beautiful names and attributes, His prophets and messengers, and the purpose of the creation of man. In His divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah bids you to offer salah, prayers, to fast, to offer zakah, almsgiving, and to make the Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca. He, for example, makes clear to you why you should offer salah or zakah to Him, or why you should fast and perform a prayer. Verily, prayers prevent evil sins and misdeeds. O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may attain self-protection. Take from them wealth, arms whereby you purify and sanctify them, and invoke Allah for them. Verily, your invocation is a source of security for them. And Allah is all hearer, all knower. Allah most gracious is Al-Hadi, the guider, who guides you by His divine words. When you read His divine book, the Holy Quran, it leads you to Him, just as the whole universe does. But the universe is a cosmic book, as it were, that both Muslims and non-Muslims, Arabs and non-Arabs, and the Africans, the Chinese, the Americans, the Europeans, can read and understand. Everywhere, the sun shines, stars twinkle, the moon rises, and the water runs. In other words, the universe is an open book that everyone can read and understand. The Holy Quran equal in importance to the whole universe. He prays to him, says, which means all praise belongs to Allah, who alone created the heavens and the earth and originated darkness and light. Yet those who disbelieve hold others as equal with their Lord. This is because both of the universe and the Holy Quran refers to him and show his beautiful divine names and attributes. About his divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, which means all praise belongs to Allah, who has sent down to his slave Muhammad the book, the Quran, and has made no crookedness therein. From the two foregoing Quranic verses, we understand clearly that Allah's divine book, the Holy Quran, symbolizes Allah's textual revealed guidance, while the universe symbolizes his cosmic demonstrative guidance. Note that sometimes you buy a machine that does not have a catalog or operation manual. You begin to examine it, turn its keys, try to find out anything helpful to make it operate, and work hard to know everything about it and how it works properly. In other words, you try to find out about the machine, its properties, and its work by observation and experiment. But if it is accompanied with a catalog or operation manual, it gives you sufficient information about the machines and its function. The former way provides you with some, but not all, information about the machine, while the latter way provides you with complete information, because it comes from those who made it. However, by contemplation on the universe and the cosmic divine science therein, you get to know lots of things, but not all things. The universe tells you about Allah's existence and greatness, as well as his divine names and attributes. But it does not tell you about the salah, prayer, for example, or how to offer it. It does not tell you about other religious observations, such as Hajj, pilgrimage, or to Mecca, zakah, almsgiving, or any other religious observations. Therefore, you need another source of information that tells you about such important things. You need divine revelations, the Holy Quran, which Allah sent down to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides the universe, which is one half of the religion, as it leads you to know the Creator and Maker, Allah Almighty, you need divine revelations, the Holy Quran, which provides you with the second half of the religion. Allah's divine book, the Holy Quran, contains rules, principles, and commands. It contains a complete course of life. It contains information about previous nations and generations and the forthcoming ones. It contains information about the past, present, and future. It contains information about Allah, Lord of all worlds. Mere contemplations on the universe is necessary, but not at all sufficient. It must be integrated with information from divine revelations, the Holy Quran. If you desire to complete your higher education, for example, it is not enough for you to enter the university and contemplate its corridors, halls, auditoriums, labs, gardens, campus, theaters, library, dormitories. You also need to have to know about its rules and laws, numbers and natures, how to study and how to pass exams, and who are its lecturers and professors. You must read about the university deans, president, departments, disciplines, and degrees and ranks. You need to know so many things about the university other than mere contemplation of its buildings and premises. Similarly, as regards your relationship with your Lord, Allah Almighty, it is not enough to contemplate the universe or the science therein. The universe tells you about Allah's existence. might, wisdom, power. But if you desire to know about his religion, you should read his divine book, the Holy Quran, which is a concise book that contains basics of Islamic religion, which was communicated and elaborated to us by Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you contemplate the universe, you get to know that the universe must have a creator and maker who is almighty, all great, all wise, all kind. But if you desire to worship such a maker, to be near to him and seek his divine love, what should you do? Now you are in need of information from him to tell you what to do. For example, he tells you to fast during the month of Ramadan, to offer the zakah, almsgiving, to the poor, to lower your gaze at indecent or unlawful things, to do well to your fellow humans, to pardon them. Now you are in need of the commands of this great creator. By your mind, you contemplate the universe and get to know the maker. But if you desire to know the maker's religion, his divine commands, his biddings and his forbiddings, information about previous nations and generations, why he has created you, and what does the maker want of you, you have to read his divine book. Therefore, the universe tells you about Allah's existence and his beautiful divine names and attributes, while his divine book, the Holy Quran, tells you about his religion. If you desire to believe in Allah Almighty, contemplate the universe. And if you desire to worship him, read the Holy Quran. Through contemplation on the universe, you get to know Allah. And through the Holy Quran, you worship him. Each one of these two things is necessary, but not at all sufficient. If you read the Holy Quran but fail to contemplate the universe, it is as though you have not read the Quran. Why? The answer is because the Holy Quran bids you to contemplate the universe. And if you do not contemplate the universe, this means that you have failed to comply with the Quranic verses that command you to contemplate. Similarly, if you contemplate the universe but fail to read the Holy Quran, you get to know the Maker, but you do not know how to worship him. You do not know how to offer prayers, how to offer zakah, almsgiving, or how to make the Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca. You do not know his commands, how to worship him, or what he wants of you. Hence, Allah guides you to him by the universe. So his name, Al-Hadi, the guider, is one of the Allah's names that are derived from his divine acts. And he guides you by the Holy Quran. So his name, Al-Hadi, is also one of his names that are derived from his own divine self. Because he speaks and he guides you by his speech. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate my Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, created the universe, which tells you about him. just as he sent down the Holy Quran, which shows you his religion and divine commands. There are also events and incidents, divine acts, things that happen, rain that falls down, droughts, volcanoes, earthquakes, that leads you to him. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, which means, then there passed by on it the gardens, a visitation fire from your Lord at night, and burnt it while they were asleep. Sometimes a harvest that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars is devastated by frost in 3 minutes. This means that Allah Almighty has divine acts like frost, winds, hurricanes, floods, volcanoes, earthquakes, disease, epidemics, droughts, poverty, oppressions. These are Allah's divine acts. Just as the universe tells you about Allah and the Holy Quran tells you about his divine religion, so Allah's divine acts tells you about him. Consider the following Quranic verse, which means, and your Lord would never destroy the towns wrongfully while their people were good doers. And whatever misfortune befalls you is because of what your hands have earned, and he pardons much. If someone abstains from giving the zakah, alms, Allah causes his wealth or part of it to be destroyed. This is a kind of non-verbal teaching. If you transgress against honor and dignity of others, fellow humans, they also transgress against you and against your honor and dignity. It is as people say, if you should insulate ignorance, Allah humiliates you. If you show adequate modesty, Allah exalts you in honor. If you spend of your wealth for the cause of Allah, he recompensed you. If you are niggardly, he destroys your wealth or part of it. If you lower your gaze at indecent or unlawful things, Allah makes you happy with your family. If you give free rein to your lust, Allah afflicts you with hardships and misfortunes. If you are honest and trustworthy, Allah makes people trust you. But if you are dishonest, Allah defames you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, say, travel in the land and see how has been the end of criminals. If someone cheats people, his properties are confiscated. Why are they confiscated? The answer is in return of the wrong that he did to other fellow humans. If someone is honest and trustworthy, why does Allah increase his wealth for him? If someone is generous to other fellow humans, why are they generous to him? If someone honors others, fellow humans, why does Allah honor him? Therefore, Allah Almighty is Al-Hadi, the guider, who guides his slaves by his universe, by his words, and by his acts. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عاديت وتولنا في من توليت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم اللهم اقض عنا ديننا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل نعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل نعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر الصلاة.